This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Morning Run, and thanks for joining us. You're with Julian Lin and Sharitz. And over in Brunei is the center of global outcry after it adopted revisions to its penal code on Wednesday, which included a Sharia law penalties such as death and stoning for gay sex, amputation for theft, and public flogging for abortion.
Yeah, I think we've swung right down to the other extreme here with Brunei. So the move has provoked international condemnation from celebrities and gay rights groups, so including actor George Clooney, TV show host Ellen DeGeneres, and singer Elton John. Now, they have led calls for 9 luxury hotels owned by the Sultan of Brunei to be boycotted.
And when Ellen DeGeneres speaks, I will listen. So we wanted to find a bit more about the Brunei's economy and whether it could be affected by this Hollywood boycott. We have on the line Shreyan Zbaska, who's research analyst for the Economist Intelligence Unit, for some insights. Thank you for joining us, Shreyan. First off, help us contextualize this, the size of Brunei's economy within ASEAN.
It's the smallest economy in the ASEAN, and that's by a margin. So nominal GDP in 2018 is estimated to be about $13 billion, which is less than 1% of the total ASEAN GDP. So, I mean, it is really a very small economy by ASEAN standards.
Now, Shreyan, so we know that Brunei is heavily reliant on oil and gas, but has the government been doing much by the way of diversifying its economy?
So there have been efforts to diversify the economy, partly to do with the fact that in recent years there was a significant downturn in energy prices. And we have been seeing this a lot in the past 3 or 4 years. But these things are still pretty nascent. So then there is basically there's a fertilizer plant that's being set up by ThyssenKrupp, which is a German company. There's a petrochemicals and refinery on Mora Besar Island that's being done by Zhejiang Hengyi. There's also Stami Carbon, which is also a Dutch company, which is doing a urea melt plant. But again, you know, these aren't really pure diversification projects because at the end of the day, they come back to the petrochemical sector. And, I mean, this underpins a view that sort of in the next couple of years, Brunei will remain highly dependent on oil and gas. There are efforts to push tourism, but as you would imagine, the recent decision to enforce Sharia norms is going to have some effect on tourists and flows, certainly.
Now, there's also been call for a boycott of Brunei-owned hotels on the back of the Sharia law provision by some few famous people. In your view, would or, you know, could a boycott have an impact on the country's economy?
I wouldn't imagine so. Most of these hotels are kind of investments similar to the kind of investments that sovereign wealth funds in the Middle East and in Singapore do. So these don't really have a major impact on Brunei's economy. Quite a few of them are actually owned by the Sultan in his name rather than in the name of the state. So the revenue from them anyway goes to the Sultan himself. In any case, the hotels are located in far-off places. I mean, they're located in countries like UK and US and France. So no, I don't think the impact is going to be significant.
Now, do you think that global public pressure spearheaded by Hollywood could lead to policy change in Brunei?
Not really. And the government has been quite clear on the fact that it considers itself a sovereign, Islamic and fully independent country and therefore entitled to establish laws as it sees fit. And unless there is pressure from governments, unless there is significant pressure from governments, non-governmental pressure from celebrities or in the media is not going to have an impact on this.
And speaking of governments, which countries are major investors in Brunei?
Well, so there is a lot of European companies. As I said, there's ThyssenKrupp, there's Stami Carbon, which is a Dutch company. So there are a lot of companies coming in from the EU, particularly from Germany and Netherlands. And of course, Singapore, because Singapore being the major economy right next door. Much of Singapore's investment is actually in the primary sector as well. Their efforts to kind of increase food safety, so food security. So there has been a fisheries project that has been signed by a Singaporean company in 2018. And yes, and of course, you have China, of course. But it is quite interesting, actually, because in terms of exports, Brunei's biggest exports partners for LNG are still Japan and South Korea.
And also Brunei, they've seen rise in investment from China lately, and you know, so as many ASEAN countries as well. So what has it been the, you know, what has been the implication of strengthening economic ties with China for Brunei?
Well, Brunei in November 2018 signed an MOU with China on the Belt and Road Initiative, as you know. So there is a lot of projects that are going on. There is the Ulu Tutong Golden Jubilee Dam. And clearly Chinese firms are at the forefront. This is also helped by the fact that Brunei has an agreement with China on that rival claims on areas in the South China Sea are not a multilateral issue and to be pursued between China and the ASEAN. So, I mean, ties with China will remain broadly constructive in the near term, in the medium term at least. And China will remain a major investor. And given that the government of Brunei is trying to diversify the economy, I don't think there is any significant roadblock in China-Brunei ties, at least in the medium term.
Thank you so much. And that was Shreyans Bhaskar, research analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit. And by the way, so George Clooney got the ball rolling by calling for a boycott of a whole host of hotels. The Hotel Bel Air, Beverly Hills Hotel, Dorchester, the 45 Park Lane in London. I must put it out there, guys, I would have no problem keeping to this boycott because I just checked the room rate of the Beverly Hills Hotel is 4,000 bucks a night, 4,000 ringgit a night. So no problem for me to boycott it.
No, I don't think anyone of us here would have a problem with boycotting any of these hotels. I thought it was quite interesting what Shreyans was saying that about Brunei's tourism efforts, because obviously the boycott of these hotels isn't going to affect the Bruneian economy, but because it'll be a direct impact to the Sultan himself. But this is really bad optics, you know. So you're going to and Brunei as a country within Southeast Asia, you know, there is a very rich texture that they can draw on to bolster tourism efforts, and that is really going to suffer, particularly with tourists from Western countries.
Yeah, especially with this, you know, this very globalized environment as well. But at the same time, you know, Brunei is experiencing a weakening of economy, you know, and for example, the Asian Development Bank, they've reported that Brunei GDP has contracted 0.8% in 2018, and most likely due to a reduction in oil and gas output. And so now oil and gas is down, and now there's potential that even tourism is going to be affected as a result of taking such a hard position.
Yeah, I think that Brunei is also a very small economy, and it would be easy for some of the more powerful nations in the world to impose sanctions if they want to, economic sanctions on Brunei. It'd be also interesting to see how, if as a result of those sanctions, the rest of the ASEAN neighbours give treatment to such issues that are happening in Brunei as well.
How do you mean by give treatment?
Like, would you be just continue to be pally-pally with your ASEAN neighbour and yet facing global outcry and global sanctions as a result of such policies?
But see, that's one of the other things that's coming out of this, right? So the UN has made statements on Brunei's recent decision. So they've called the new legislation cruel, inhuman, degrading. But Brunei seems to be shifting its focus more towards China. And China is, let's face it, less likely to be fazed by the new legislation than Western countries.
Okay, we're taking a break now. And after that, MA63, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.